That's the sound of Animalis humaris, a 5-year-old strand beast walking across the room at Paris's Palais de Tokyo Museum. Animalis humaris is the brainchild of Theo Janssen, the Dutch physicist, writer, inventor, dreamer. I met Theo Janssen last spring at the Palais de Tokyo during a huge group exhibit called At the Edge of the World, an exhibit which explored the questions, what is art? Is there art outside of what we traditionally think of as art? Is all creation art? As I wandered through the museum, completely enjoying myself, I was rather surprised to turn a corner and see a very large, very odd beast walking towards me and a man following close behind. That was Theo Janssen with his wonderful strand beast. I'll let him tell you about it.
Well, this is a part of the evolution of the strand beasts, that's how I call them. I try to make new forms of life since 25 years. And I restrict myself just to this kind of tube which we use in Holland for electricity and wires. And so there has been an evolution since that time. And these animals have to survive on beaches in the future. And I try to teach them how to survive the storms and the sand on the beaches and the water. So, and there comes a day that they can do it on their own. So that's
okay. How do you teach your beast made of what is this?
It's
plastic tubing.
They could conduits. By law you have to use this in Holland in houses. So it's everywhere on the street,
and
it's very
tubing.
Cheap. Yeah,
and then tubing.
And tubing, tubes? Yes. Tubes like this, yes.
And
bottles, yeah.
Bottles, plastic bottles that look like old water bottles, right?
They're soda bottles, yes.
Yeah, soda bottles. And, okay, he's huge. How big is this guy?
This is 10 meters long and 4 meters high and 2 meters wide.
How do you teach him to survive alone on the beach?
Well, during the summer, I bring the junior generation to the beach, and they do all kind of experiments, like how they would keep course, how they can feel the hardness of the sand to know where they are on the beach, and with step counters, with water feelers. They need senses, just like we need senses, and they have a sort of brain, you could say, and this all works with pressed air. And the pressed air comes from the wings. They move up and down in the wind, and they pump air into the bottles, so they have sort of internal energy, which they can use for all kind of purposes.
Okay, the wings up at the top, what are those made of? What is that fabric?
The fabric is Dacron, which is also used for parachutes, so it's quite light.
Yeah.
And it's quite, well, I think that's the only sophisticated material which I have. And so it's the wings, they wave in the wind and they pump up the bottles. And with the senses and with the brain and with the muscles which they have, they should be able to survive the storms. And so anchor on themselves when there's a storm to go away from the water. Yeah, they have a hammer and they have a pin, and then they other species than this one, but they can hammer in a pin in the ground, and then they're safe. And
that's okay, so this guy that we're looking at, does he have a name?
This is the Animalis humeris. So they have all Latin names. Animalis, animal, and mare. Mare is me, it means sea. An animal, so in fact they are sea beasts. Mm. And humeris means shoulder. Mm-hmm. And because originally this had another driving system which was connected to the shoulders of the beasts.
Okay. And how old is he?
I think he's or she is 5 years old.
Okay. So it's only in the summer she lives on the beach. She or he?
This animal is not going to the beach anymore. This is extinct.
Okay.
So this is on the boneyard. Yeah.
Okay.
Now every year there comes a new one.
And so in the winter
I work on the new one.
Okay.
And I bring it to the beach in spring.
Okay, so every year it's someone new.
That's right.
Okay.
Mm.
So what about this year's new Strandbeest? I called Theo Janssen to see how this year's guy, Animaris duabus caudis, that's two-tailed sea beast, was doing.
Not very well. It lost its tails because the tails were too heavy. So, and there have been some evolutionary changes. And last week there was a turtle. I had to rebuild it several times because there was something wrong, especially with the weight. So I had to really have to slim down the weight. And but now it's all apart, and it's divided in three parts, which are independently now. So there are three children, you could say, and but they're smaller, of course. So it started on with a big animal, duabus caudis, and now we have three animals, smaller ones.
Maybe maybe you feel like just, if not God with a big G, maybe a minor deity, just a small god?
Yeah, well, I feel more like a slave of these animals, I must say. So it's... of course, yeah, I pretend sometimes to be God, but in practice, it's just a lot of work. It's not easy to be God. That's what I want to say.
I have a last question for you, Theo. I read this about you. Theo Janssen hopes to become wiser in his dealings with existing nature. It's referring to your strand beasts. So here's my question. Have you become wiser in your dealings with existing nature?
Well, at least I have the illusion that I became wiser. And I am pretending that I'm seeing a lot of things which happen in real nature and which have a wider... at least these animals give me a wider perspective on existence. That's what I think I have. And so I wrote a whole book about this, The Great Pretender.
Right.
And these are my, my ideas about what's about life.
Be sure you click on the link on our webpage so you can see Theo Janssen's oddly moving beasts strolling on the beach. You won't forget it. For Culture in France, I'm Susan Owensby in Paris.